News, I'm Liz Palka. President Trump is inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to a second summit meeting in the U.S. The announcement came as a storm of criticism and confusion that followed the first summit is still making headlines. VOA's Carolyn Pizzuti reports from the White House.
Against the fallout from their first private meeting in Helsinki, news that these two leaders are planning to meet again for a second summit, this time in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Thursday tweeting, "Those discussions are already underway." This as the president faces backlash over comments he made after the Helsinki meeting, when he disagreed with his own intelligence community and seemed to accept Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia did not interfere in the 2016 elections, which he later retracted.
That was VOA's Carolyn Pizzuti reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells VOA the Trump administration has no intention of allowing Russia to question Michael McFaul, Washington's former ambassador to Moscow and a fierce critic of President Putin. The Russian leader proposed letting U.S. investigators interview 12 military intelligence officials indicted in connection with Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election in exchange for Russian interviews of McFaul. At least 14 people were wounded, two of them seriously, in a suspected knife attack on a bus in northern German city of Lübeck on Friday. That's according to a local newspaper, which is also reporting the suspect has been caught. 13 people are dead and 4 still missing after a boat packed with tourists capsized in the U.S. state of Missouri. State Highway Patrol says 14 people survived. The local sheriff says the boat capsized in stormy weather. This is VOA News. The trade dispute between the U.S. and China continues to grow. President Trump saying in an interview with the business channel CNBC Friday, he's willing to sharply boost tariffs on China. The AP's Sagar Magani explains.
He's already imposed or threatened tariffs on more than $230 billion worth of Chinese imports, and the president's indicating he's now willing to put them on every product imported from China. Last year, the U.S. imported roughly $505 billion in goods. The president tells CNBC he's willing to go to 500, blasting Washington's trade deficit with Beijing.
I don't like it, and I haven't liked it for many years.
His remarks sent markets sliding before the opening bell. China had already retaliated with duties of its own, and American businesses who'd be hit in a trade war are pushing back against the administration's moves. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in an interview with VOA on Thursday the Trump administration has much under consideration when it comes to violence against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. VOA specifically asked the secretary if the U.S. would consider a comprehensive arms embargo and more targeted financial sanctions against Burmese military leaders for their involvement.
We take these issues incredibly seriously, and your viewers should know that as well. There are many things that are under consideration by this administration. We want to see the course change here. We want to see the directional change here. We've not seen that yet.
United Nations human rights investigators said Thursday Rohingya refugees reaching Bangladesh continue to report violence and torture in Myanmar. The group interviewed new arrivals at a refugee camp where more than 700,000 have fled Rakhine State since last August. The United Nations Human Rights Office has said it's deeply concerned about a spike in intercommunal violence in Mali. It says the violence has led to serious human rights abuses by militia groups. Hundreds have been killed as the violence also threatens a presidential election due later this month, according to the office. The UN mission in Mali, also known as MINUSMA, human rights director, says it has investigated reports that there are targeted killings between communities. Here's Guillaume Negefa.
We have sent missions to the field, which concluded that communities have established and created militia, and then those militias have been responsible to serious abuses against members of some communities.
According to MINUSMA, at least 289 civilians have been killed in 99 incidents of communal violence since the start of the year. And we have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance.